The following message first aired as a broadcast of Grace and Truth Radio, hosted by Pastor John Bodner of Hope Assembly in Mississauga, Ontario. For more information, contact www.hopeabc.org.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1, verses 18 to 21. My theme today is why he came. Of all the faces in the hospital ward, this man was the saddest. He had almost finished his shift when we came by caroling, and he wasn't just up to joining in. He waved away an offered song sheet. It's all just for kids. That's what Christmas was to him, all just for kids. Maybe you feel the same. The holiday rush has left you wrung out like a dishcloth. Shopping lists, guest lists, greeting card lists, errand lists have made you almost listless. Cooking, cleaning, decorating the house have strained the peace and goodwill of the home. The gifts are coming, the bills are coming later. Why do we do it year after year? Let's face it, by far most of what we call Christmas is just for kids. A family treat at midwinter and little else. We needn't pretend it has anything to do with Christ. Centuries before he came, this midwinter festival flourished as the pagan Saturnalia, the winter solstice, the Yuletide. Most of its quaint customs are little more than heathen rites lightly glossed over with church traditions. Perhaps that's why it is so hard to keep Christ in Christmas. He has no more place in it than the Inn of Bethlehem. Jesus is not the reason for the season. Going by the scriptures is our rule of faith and practice. Hope Assembly does not mark the Christmas festival in the local church. The Bible ordains no cycle of annual festivals or high days for believers under the New Testament. The Lord's Day, the Christian Sabbath, the first day of the week, is the only divine day for rest and worship. Following Romans 14, we give full liberty to individual Christians and their families to regard a day to the Lord, and we protect the liberty of other Christians to regard not a day as to the Lord. We think it tragic that so many are content to offer to Christ the devotion of a man-made day than rather the weekly worship and daily service which is his proper due. We're dismayed to see God's day profaned by merchants and shoppers preparing for what is really a pagan celebration of debt, drunkenness, and debauchery. So let's put aside Christmas for a while. Let's get past turkey, tree, toy, and tinsel, and consider Jesus Christ himself. You can easily lose the whole point of his coming amid the trappings. You can too easily sentimentalize a speechless babe of Bethlehem, and ignore the grown man of Nazareth, the dying Lamb of Calvary, the risen Lord of glory, the coming King of Kings. I ask you this, why did he come? You might not really know. A pop song tells us the child sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. But what does that mean? Many a parson, priest, or preacher will twist the familiar story round to suit his or her own agenda. You may not hear the real meaning at all. Let me then turn you to the Bible itself. Listen with me to Christ's own words to the prophets who herald him, the apostles he sent. Listen, let your heart learn now why he came. We'll understand why he came if we but listen to the voice of the angels who announced his coming and ponder the secrets of his name. Listen to the angels who announced his coming. Here's the angel Gabriel as he brings the word of the Lord to the Virgin Mary. Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. Therefore that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Listen again to the angel who speaks to Joseph. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Listen again to the angel who rouses the shepherds on the hill. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Why did he come? He came as God the Son incarnate. He came to save his people from out of all the peoples of the earth. He came to save them from their sins. This was his own conscious purpose. Listen to him as standing outside the house of Zacchaeus the publican. This day is salvation come to this house, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. The Apostle Paul sums the whole of his experience and doctrine in justice. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Ponder with me the secrets of the child's name. He is called the Lord Jesus Christ. The name tells us of a threefold office. He's the Christ. The name tells of his twofold nature. He is the Lord Jesus. These also tell us why he came. Think of that threefold office, Christ. God prepared for the coming of his Son through the choice and history of the nation of Israel. Salvation is of the Jews. He set apart three offices in that Old Testament church by which he delivered his own. Each office consecrated by anointing oil. That's what the name Christ means, Messiah, anointed. These offices are prophet, priest, and king. The prophet was anointed to reveal God to men, to speak his truth. For in our sin we're blind to reality, deaf to God's voice, ignorant of his purposes, and ignorant of our own dignity and values. Moses proclaimed a final prophet, like unto himself, who would speak God's truth in his fullness to men. And the Lord Jesus is that last prophet. He said, to this end I was born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. The Bible says, God, who at sundry times and diverse manners spake in times past unto our fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. The prophet was anointed to reveal God to man. The priest was anointed to reconcile men to God. The high priest and all the priests of the Old Testament stood in holy beauty between sinful man and the thrice holy God. He acted as a mediator, pleading for the erring and defiled. He made atonement to put God and the sinner at one. He killed a spotless victim of cattle or sheep, sprinkled the blood, and burnt the body on the altar as the law required. This displayed our need to have sin punished, to have God's wrath averted from us as sinners. The Lord God foretold through David a Messiah, who would be a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And so now the writer to the Hebrews tells us, Paul has come, a high priest of good things to come, by his own blood. Now once in the end of the world hath he appeared, to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And, because he continueth forever, he hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them unto the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing that he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Ye know, says the Apostle John, that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Yes, the Lord Jesus is Christ, anointed of God, prophet, priest, and king. God gave to his Old Testament people a king to serve them, shepherd them, rule them, protect them. To David he promised a son who would sit forever on his throne, the throne of the kingdom of the Lord, the very throne of God. He declared through Isaiah, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. And Paul says of this man's seed, God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. And so the Lord Jesus prays to his Father in the upper room, thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Surely this is what we need. We need to be purged and pardoned of all of our offenses against a holy God. We need a prophet to teach us the way of truth, a priest to restore us to life, a king to show us the way. That is why he came. Listen to Jesus again. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Is this tiny manger child able to save us? Can he do all this for us? Yes, because that is the secret of his other name, the Lord Jesus. He's able to atone for us, instruct us, rule us, because his twofold nature suits our need. He is God and man, divine and human, in one person. Matthew tells us Isaiah's prophecy was fulfilled, thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, being interpreted God with us. great without controversy is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. And Hebrews adds, when he bringeth his firstborn into the world, he said that all the angels of God worship him. Under the sun he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. The word which is God with the God in the beginning is now made flesh, dwelling among us, that we may see his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The voice of the angels, the secrets of his name tell us why he came. He came to save us as a prophet, priest, and king, to save his own chosen people from their sins, from all the kindred of the earth. Has he done it? Has he saved them? Could he save you now? Listen to his word. Watch him as a child of 12 in the temple. I must be about my Father's business. Hear him as the Baptist immerses him in the Jordan. Thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Listen, he sits weary by the well of Samaria, wooing the wicked woman to God. My need is to do the will of him that sent me to finish his work. See him setting his face as a flint to journey to Jerusalem. The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. See him give the bread and the cup of the Lord's Supper to his own on the dark night of his betrayal. This is my body broken for you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Watch him plead with strong crying and tears in Gethsemane, not my will, but thine be done. See him die in agony and blood. See him proclaim his triumph. It is finished. Yes, from first to last, Christ's single work of living, dying in the place of sinners is completely finished, and that's why he came. All the work of death and the devil are ruined forever. By this we're made children of God and heirs of everlasting life. This is why he came. He says, I am come that may have life and more, but life more abundantly. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, who are born not of blood, nor of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Comes to you from Grace and Truth Radio, preaching the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ from the truth of God's Word. You may write us today for counsel and literature at Grace and Truth Radio, Box 158, Port Credit, Ontario, L5G4L7. That's Box 158, Port Credit, Ontario, L5G4L7. Grace and Truth Radio is sponsored on this station by the Marathon Baptist Church on Peninsula Road in Marathon. The pastors and people of Marathon Baptist Church cordially welcome you and yours this Sunday to their Family Bible Hour at 10 a.m. and to worship at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. For further details, please call 229-1329 or 229-0730. That's 229-1329 or 229-0730. This is Pastor Bodner. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. This message was sponsored by Hope Assembly of Bible Christians in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. If you wish to receive spiritual help, information about our ministries, or permission to use this audio message, please contact Pastor John Bodner at www.hopeabc.org or www.jpbodner.com. Thank you, and God bless you.